Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
It's time for...
Good morning.
The news.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
With your host...
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Because I am good at three things. Fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
There's more good news today.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
At the Northeast Men's Clinic, they specialize in the sexual health of men. Learn more at northeastmensclinic.com or call 617-793-5000.
The vape ban will stand at least for now. That's according to a decision handed down by Suffolk County Superior Court Judge Douglas Wilkins. The vape industry had filed an injunction request, and he reviewed the legislation that the state had put forward, or the ban writing. And he said that the way in which the ban is written is not great. So he gave the state until October 28th to rewrite it to satisfy some constraints. He said the order covering nicotine products must be resubmitted as emergency regulation. And the state also needs to hold a public hearing, as is required by state law, so that vape shops and others can show up and voice their concerns. So this is the governor talking about the vape ban yesterday.
We always said that we knew the courts were probably going to be part of this process. But for us, the public health issues associated with this outweighed the negative consequences.
Well, we're on to more important things, like sending people to jail if they use a word.
Right.
How in America does any elected official think that somebody should go to jail for using a word?
I don't know.
This bill that we were talking about earlier, which was filed by the representative from Dorchester. Pure lunacy.
Mm-hmm. If you 6 months in jail for a second or subsequent offense.
The word bitch.
Yeah.
Would you want to jail someone for using the term AB?
Yes.
Yeah. So where are we living, man? Everybody's soft nowadays. Everybody is soft.
Well, you probably can't even call somebody soft anymore.
Can't say anything. You know, these people, they grow up in these areas where they haven't heard this. You can't say this around kids. People are straight bitches.
Well, of course.
That's the softest guy in here.
That's what it comes down to.
I need that drop forever for when Wiggy texts me.
It's true, though. You got to be straight bitches. It's like, oh my God, you can't say the word, but he called me a bitch. He's degrading me.
I mean, and this guy, now that he's taking some heat for it, yeah. Representative Hunt,
yeah.
He is blaming it on his constituent and saying that if a constituent has a concern,
right.
He goes ahead and files a bill. So you're telling me that every time a constituent says, hey, I'm concerned about this, he goes files a bill?
Right.
I don't buy it.
Yeah.
I think he's being disingenuous. I think he's actually somebody who believes that a person in Massachusetts in 2019 ought to go to jail for using a word.
Right.
For six months. Like, can we please compare that to some of the jail time recommended for other offenses? Because that's insane.
And aren't these the same people that call Trump a fascist? Isn't this fascism?
Fascisti!
It's ridiculous.
Let's talk about the selfie controversies that are in the news this morning. The first one, a very sad one out of North Carolina. A hiker died after falling off the Big Bradley waterfall in western North Carolina over the weekend. Aaron Post is from Charleston, South Carolina, and a little bit before 11 a.m. on Saturday, he was posing at the top of the falls to take a picture, a selfie.
For the gram.
Obviously. Yep. Hashtag later gram.
Yep.
And he stood up, and the rock face was slippery, lost his balance, and fell. He was hospitalized with critical injuries and then died Sunday.
How many selfie-related deaths have there been in the United States in the last 5 years?
Oh,
it's an epidemic.
So many.
Probably more than people who've died from vaping.
Probably.
We got to ban the attempt, the ridiculous, dangerous attempt to get selfies.
I agree.
WPS, baby.
I don't know if that's just WPS.
There's no race involved in that.
Who hiking and standing on the edge of a cliff?
Only white people try to get selfies on waterfalls. What?
Just the Wow. Say that one more time. Say it one more time so you can hear it. Now listen to it. Say exactly what you
said. Only white people take selfies of waterfalls. Is that what you said? Is that what I said?
On the edge of waterfalls.
On the edge of waterfalls.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. Yes. Well, just don't go chasing them.
BPS is now him. You trying to take a selfie with a gun and it accidentally goes off.
Okay. Yes. All right. Yes. Okay.
That's Wiggy. That's Jermaine Wiggins who just said that.
Now, finally, some companies are getting some sense about them because Royal Caribbean has banned this one passenger for life from the cruise lines. This girl was on the Allure of the Seas, and they were pulling into Haiti. And she climbs over the balcony railing. So she's basically on the outside of the damn ship.
I saw this picture.
It's crazy,
wow,
right?
Nuts.
So another passenger who's like down the hall from her is out on his balcony, and he sees her climb over the railing. He doesn't know, is she going to jump?
Right.
Like, is she disoriented?
Right.
What's going on?
We got a jumper.
Right. So he alerts the ship, you know, the crew. Turns out she was just trying to get a good selfie. So they tracked her down when they got to port in Jamaica. And they kicked her off the ship. Royal Caribbean said she's been banned from all of their cruises for life. And they reiterated in a statement that they take safety very seriously.
You have to see. The picture is, it's nuts.
It's wild.
It is nuts. She's kind of holding the camera up. And how high you think that is? It's
high enough that you'll probably
ridiculous.
Die if you fall off.
That's
well,
nuts.
People build their whole entire lives around getting that one photo for social media.
Yes,
and
they
getting,
do.
And getting
Why do you think I have 45,000 pictures in my phone? 43,000 of them are horrible.
This is Patrick. Yes, hello, Patrick.
Yeah, that's why I only take D pics, man. No one's ever died.
Hope you get that new iPhone 11 Pro.
Wide lens.
Some
what's,
kit.
What's next? Somebody's going to go to Afghanistan and stand in the middle of, like, between, you know, shooting and going,
Yeah, Bagram Airfield. Yeah, here
well,
I am.
We talked on the show a while ago. There's a hashtag for Chernobyl. For selfies at Chernobyl.
Which do you get kicked out of faster, the control room at Chernobyl or that exhibit at the ICA with the polka dots?
Yeah, you only get 2 minutes in the Love is Calling art exhibit, as I discovered on Sunday. But yes, if you're somebody who's putting your life at risk in the name of getting Instagram likes, then you need to reevaluate what you have going
you do.
On.
I agree. Yeah. Maybe some kids at a certain high school in Pennsylvania should reevaluate some of their goals after they got caught hacking into the computer information system at the school. But the reason why is very weird. They were trying to get an advantage in a water gun fight. So they have this annual water gun fight. It's the senior water games. And basically, you know, you track kids down and when you hit them, you get points. They hacked into the computer system to get the other kids' addresses and schedules so that they could figure out where they would be to have a better chance of targeting them.
Aggressive.
Okay,
I like
very
it.
Aggressive.
I like it.
Very aggressive.
Anything to win.
But a lot of parents found it very concerning because there was also a lot of personal information that they could have had access to, you know, sensitive information. Rory Schmidt is a parent.
Very surprised it was that easy for a couple of kids to hack into the system. Nobody wants their personal information taken, so... You know, I hope they come down on them, you know, not too seriously. I think it was all in good fun, but, you know.
I'm surprised they're still allowed to have a water gun fight.
Yeah, that is
I
true.
Am too.
That is, that's definitely true.
Well, it's probably because it's better than balloons. You know, balloons are killing sea urchins.
But just
sea urchins.
Guns in school, though?
Oh, yeah.
It's
outside of school. That's why they get away with it.
I didn't even think you could make your finger like a gun
no
more.
You can't.
Now.
You can't even
eat a Pop-Tart in the shape of a gun. You get in trouble. A Texas teenage football player that goes to a school in Ohio snuck in to watch a couple have sex in their apartment. This is such an Iggy story. So Jordan Gibson is the kid's name, and he was staying down by Texas A&M. And according to the arrest warrant, he said he saw the couple walk into the apartment complex where we were staying, and he thought the man and woman were cool after chatting with them briefly. So he decided to follow them back to their apartment. Now, he got as far as the apartment door, and then he went back to the place he was staying to get his shoes. He was shoeless at this point for some reason. He gets back to the apartment. The door's open. First mistake on that, the other people's part. He doesn't see anyone on the first floor, goes up to the second floor, a couple locked bedrooms, goes up to the third floor, sees that there's a door open, ajar a little bit, and he witnesses the couple getting it on.
So he stayed and watched?
Stayed and watched.
This guy's been watching too many Pornhub videos.
Right.
Clearly.
Like, yeah.
So the guy notices someone in the doorway and yells. So the kid, instead of hightailing it out of the apartment, he hides in a bathroom. Cops show up, and they're looking, they're searching the apartment, and then all of a sudden they hear the kid go, I'm right here. And he walks out of the bathroom. He reportedly told police during the subsequent interview that where we from, we don't get that, referring to watching the couple having sex.
Where do you get that?
Right.
I mean, what?
The internet.
Pornhub.
Yeah.
He was hoping that it'd be like, hey, what's your name, Billy? Oh. Come on, did you want
mm-hmm. Do you think the couple let him watch for a while and then decided that it was too iggy?
No, probably not.
This seems like it was predatory behavior.
Yeah.
Speaking of Pornhub, that kind of relates to the way in which a Florida Not Like the Rest of Us story unfolded.
And now,
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
So this woman, Valerie Esposito, is 37 years old, and she's in trouble for having sex with her boyfriend's 16-year-old son. She was accused of...
What is it with adult women and young teenage boys lately? Like, we had those stories from California last week of the two different moms. But that was with their friends, their kids' friends.
Yes.
This is her boyfriend's son?
Yeah, and she has a 12-year-old son, too. So it makes it even worse. Happened in Vero Beach, Florida. So she was reportedly grooming the kid to be her lover when the dad wasn't around. It all started when... The kid walked into the kitchen one time, and she kind of, like, backed up her butt and, like, bumped him in the crotch area. So...
Oh, excuse me.
She starts rubbing on him. He doesn't stop her, because he's a 16-year-old boy.
Yeah.
So then she reportedly gave him a mouth hug.
Uh-huh.
Then it escalated to... And this
rub
is where,
and tug.
This is where the Pornhub thing comes in. It escalated to sex against the washer and dryer in the garage, which is a very popular stepmother storyline on Pornhub.
Oh,
Alexis Fox.
Really?
Yes. You can Google it. So after that, they were doing it in the living room, in the backseat of her car. The beauty is how they were found out. The kid was firing guns at cans with his friends after school and shot himself in the hand by accident. So the dad takes him to the hospital. And while he's in the room, the dad's going through the kid's phone. And he finds all of these videos that his girlfriend sent of her giving herself pleasure.
Oh my God.
What the hell is this?
Home wrecker.
She's a sex addict, so I guess she's going to be going to rehab.
Jesus.
That was the excuse.
Jeez. I saw this on Pornhub. Let me see if it works with my boyfriend's kid.
Right, and it did.
Danielle watches a lot of porn.
I do. I know. I get lost in like loops.
Yeah.
The baby
downward
sounds
spiral.
Like the babysitter porn. You know a lot about that.
You know, you click
stepmom.
On you click on three suggested. It's like a Spotify playlist. You click on three suggested things,
that's
and you're
happens.
So far away from the original thing you searched for, but you can't stop looking at it. You're like, wow, I didn't know they made this genre of porn.
Some people consider that to be cheating.
Porn?
Watching,
which is insane.
Watching.
That's nuts.
If you're maybe directing a live cam girl to do certain things, maybe that might, you know, go over the line for me.
Right.
But if you're just, I understand, like, when people don't have sex in their relationships and the other person is constantly watching porn and TCBing, taking care of business, then I could see it being an issue. But if you have a normal sex life and your partner just likes to watch porn, that's not cheating, Linda.
No.
Like, relax.
If you're not having sex and they're watching porn, you might want to, you know, take care
Step
of yourself.
It up.
Right.
Maybe you should watch some porn
right.
and learn some lessons.
That's it. It's always good to say, hey, why all of a sudden there's 12 black movies
right.
at my house?
Right.
I don't have to move today.
That's where I learned 7 out of 10 of my greatest tricks.
I can't pay you guys.
I know.
Here's a 508 text.
Yes.
Here's a 508 text that says, speaking of creepy, look at Dennis Quaid with a woman who he has 39 years on. Disgusting.
Yeah, I'm with them on that one.
You are?
Yeah.
Dennis Quaid got engaged yesterday.
Ugh.
And his fiance is 26.
And he's 65.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
He
said so much plastic surgery, he doesn't even look good.
They've
been dating for several months.
What's wrong with that? That's a little weird.
Somebody's trying to get a come up. That's what that sounds like.
You don't think that maybe for once the guy found his soulmate?
What is this? Beautiful girls, get out.
Well, no.
26-year-old soulmate, huh?
They're very deep conversations.
You know what? This is beautiful, too, especially where we just talked about the selfie story. Dennis Quaid is friggin' 65 years old. He proposed to her while she was taking a selfie in Oahu. She was taking a selfie of the two of them, and he pops the ring up into the picture.
He probably had to lift his glasses up in order to find the button on the phone to take the.
He really think that she's into him?
Yeah. Why? What? She can't be.
She's not into
him. There's no way she's into
him. It's his money, and that's it. I mean, he should know better than that. Go get you like a nice 50-year-older if you want to get a little bit younger.
Right. Yeah.
Why does Dennis quit? He doesn't want to be with a 50-year-old woman.
There's plenty of good, you know, plenty of good-looking 50-year-old women out there put together.
Yeah, 26? But if a 65-year-old guy is going to drop below his age, he's going to go 20s. He's going to go 20s. He's going to full commit to it because why not? Because if you can have it, because everything on you has already dropped gravity-wise, except for his face because he's had that, you know, pulled and chopped and everything else. But, like, if you're a dude who's 65 and you can... I speak the truth.
But women don't like it because women are... They're jealous. So... Somebody like Danielle says...
I like how you position it jealous. We don't age as well
bitter.
As you guys.
I want to hear
it. Yes, of course we're bitter because you trade us in once we hit a certain... We put up with all your nonsense when you're comeuppance. And then all of a sudden you hit a certain age and you're like, well, I'm going to trade this 45-year-old bitch in for a younger woman. I'm going to jail for 6 months right now. And then you go right to the 25-year-old creep show thing, probably like some chick that's like 3 years younger than your daughter.
Right.
It's like, dude, what? Find a window or some kind of algorithm with an appropriate age.
And she's only with you because of your money. That's it.
Of course she is. Nobody wants to be crushing up Viagra and putting it in your smoothie.
Right. But why is he with her?
Why not?
He's not with her because he loves her.
No, he's with her because he wants to bang a 25-year-old.
Correct.
Right.
That's why he's with her. So what's the issue?
She's with him for his money. And because he's Dennis Quaid, he's with her because she's 26 and a smoke.
Because there's no way.
There's no way she
looks at it. If she's a 25, 26-year-old smoke, like you say, where she looks at other guys her age, that when they take their clothes off, they're in great shape, great bodies, this, that, and the other. And then this guy takes his. There's no way.
When you hit that age, you have to make sure you don't sit on them.
Right.
Jeez,
she's like, come on. She's like, wait a second.
You're going to talk him out of the way.
She was like, I was just with Jimmy Garoppolo the other night.
You're offending the old audience here.
And now I'm with Dennis Quaid.
They know.
You know, the old show never talked about that.
His nipples are pointing towards the ground.
So are his ex-wives. That's why he traded in.
But Dennis, I mean, he's 65 and she's 26.
Yeah.
That's a 39-year difference.
That's a offspring and grandchildren entire, like, generation there.
I mean, here's somebody who says all you have to do is put your daughter into the situation with Dennis Quaid. Well...
My daughter's 22, and I'm like...
Mine's 22, too. And if she said, hey, I fell in love with a guy who's 65, I'd say, good on you.
No.
What? That is such a lie.
There is no way in hell.
Good on you.
You would put up with your daughter dating a guy older than you.
It's not on you. I love that.
What are you going to talk about your retirement portfolio with the boyfriend?
We're going to go golfing.
Shut up.
Me and Dennis Quaid would
go. The Masters with.
Dennis Quaid and I would go to the International, play 18, and then he's got to get home quick because he falls asleep at 6 p.m. and she likes to stay up and...
It's breakfast the night before.
She likes to stay up and watch Bravo.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Right. We did, Daddy.
Good on you.
And she probably looks at you and, you know, which I have a 22-year-old, goes, oh, you're so old. And just like now she's dating a guy who's older than her dad. And you're going to go, oh, it's good on you. I'm hoping you guys are having a swell time and you're dating.
She actually said, Daddy, can I go with you? I like that, right?
Oh, God. I see them in the gym working out, and I'm like, oh, God. Oh, man.
His son is 27, so his soon-to-be stepmom is a year younger than he is.
How's that Thanksgiving? The two of them can be talking about, did you update to the latest version of Instagram? And then poor Dennis Quaid's trying to turn up his hearing aid at the end of the table so he can say grace.
And try not to sit on his balls. He keeps adjusting.
You love that. Really love that concept. Wiggy's day is made.
Because I could picture him as like the old guys, the 65-year-old guy in the gym, and they're just like, you know, it's from the movie, scary movie, Miss Manson, and they're just swinging around.
Dennis Quaid's blow-drying his nuts in the bathroom in the gym just, with a hand dryer.
Swinging around like the back of pickup trucks where they hang them on the...
people are juvenile. Bob is...
Bob probably not sits allowed, on his balls.
Bob is not allowed to talk about his own
balls
on the show.
I don't need to hear about the
we have to topographical map. We have to dump out of Bob talking about his...
Danielle, you've been around him for a long time. He's really going to say if his daughter brings home a 65...
No. a 65-year-old guy? If his daughter starts dating a guy 12 years his senior, not happening.
Wait, you don't think that my daughter could date a guy who's 25 who's bad news?
That's not the question. Right. It's would you want your daughter, Julia, dating a guy that's 65?
Yes, I wouldn't care.
Yes,
I'm sorry,
you would.
I'm sorry,
you're so
I
full of crap. I wouldn't. You are so full
okay.
of crap.
All right. Well, you know better.
Don't you have another adult son?
My son is 19.
So if he brought a 55-year-old woman home, you'd be cool with that?
Of course I would.
A woman that's 2 years older than you.
I wouldn't care.
That's a double standard, though, so that doesn't play out. That probably wouldn't be.
I would feel the same way if my son, you know, was 23 years old and he brought home a 55-year-old woman. I would be like, dude, what are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing?
What is this? Is she rich? Sugarmama.com?
She could be Oprah Winfrey rich. Come on.
Oprah rich.
Yeah, like, come on.
Apparently, this girl. Dated Jeremy Piven before she dated Dennis Quaid.
Oh.
So she likes
him old and rich.
And she's into actors.
And quirky.
And how many side pieces you think she has? I mean, let's be honest.
After seeing Jeremy Piven, I'd rather date Dennis Quaid.
I was in rough shape that morning.
Oh, man.
It was a red eye.
Love the pirate's booty.
65 years old, how long you think he can go? She must have three or four side pieces just blowing her back out. So 65-year-old man. Come on.
All right. I don't know how we get on to that. I think it's the texter who started that. It is 8:20, and this is the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
Mudded night, weeknight 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Rake in the savings. 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Ram Power Day is going on fall into a new 2019 Ram Quad Cab. Visit 495ram.com. Well, the big news this morning, the Patriots have acquired Mohamed Sanu from the Atlanta Falcons for a second-round pick. Adam Schefter first in joined us a bit earlier on the show to discuss. Per Burt Breer of Monday Morning Quarterback, $3.7 million this year for the contract remaining on Sanu, and then next year, $6.5 million. That's part of the high price tag of the trade, Greg. They get him for 2 years, and Emmanuel Sanders is going to be a free agent at the end of the year, so you get year and a half of Mohamed Sanu.
Are they okay cap room-wise?
Yeah, they must have worked it out.
Yeah, obviously the Patriots haven't made it official yet. Maybe they have more moves to come to get him in cap compliant.
Somebody restructures their deal. They know they have ways to manipulate that.
So the Pats will have a first and a third-round pick in 2020. They will have a couple comp picks possibly coming in for Trent Brown and Trey Flowers. So they might have three-thirds by the time it's all said and done.
And
they'll be missing that second-round pick.
Schefter said on this show earlier today that he is playing on Sunday, that he believes he will. And so he gets in, he gets here today, Wiggy?
What's today? Today's Tuesday,
today's
right?
Tuesday.
So he gets here today, gets in the game plan tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, limited role. You know, figuring out the offense, they probably have a limited, nice role for him. But then again, when they traded for Josh Gordon, didn't he sit out that first week he got here?
Yes.
So who knows?
Several texters were saying earlier that Schefter sounds like we're inconveniencing him when we have him on the show. Well, is that just kind of his approach to things?
I don't want to say any off-the-record things on the air, but I had a brief conversation with Adam. I love Adam. He's a great guy.
Yes.
How about his spot here? I don't think he's a huge Wiggy fan.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Yep.
Right. Add him to the list.
I asked him a
question. I was going to say it as a joke, too.
I asked a question. Do you think AB should be blackballed, or is it some kind of collusion?
Yeah.
Well, you also challenged his opinion that this could be Brady's last year.
I just said I didn't agree with him saying that the selling the house was an indicator that he's done. I did agree with him on the contract being an indicator that he might not be back next year.
No, no, no. It's taking all of the factors together.
I don't really buy into that. I understand the
Well, you should.
See? Wow. I should buy into it. He almost talked to me like Fitzy talked to Ken the other day. Hey, adults are talking here. I should buy into that.
Similar guys, too, Schefter and Fitzy. Both highly credible. Fitzy, by the way, was in the parking lot. He's got that Jets fan at WEI.com. You can check him out. He was all J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets before the game. That was pretty good footage from the Fitz man. 2-4 Browns are in next after the Patriots wrapped up the division road slate 3-0, 33-0, of course, last night. Browns are off a bye week. That'll be 4:25 kickoff at Gillette. The Celtics inked Jaylen Brown to a pretty big deal, 4 years and $115 million. Any surprise there, Wiggy? You love Jaylen Brown, right?
That's a lot of money. He's got to definitely take a whole nother level step to get to that next level. I just didn't see it.
I think they have no choice, though, right? You can't just let your young guys go. At some point, you got to keep
the
youth.
But do you overpay them?
Yep.
I mean, you're paying him like he's an all-star. He's got to be an all-star now.
C's open up in Philly tomorrow. Bruins Leafs tonight at 7. We have Torrey Krug joining us tomorrow. Tom Brady, of course, tomorrow as well on Patriots Monday today. Brady's going to join us tomorrow. Belichick with OMF later this afternoon. World Series Game 1 tonight. Good pitching matchup. Garrett Cole v. Max Scherzer. That'll be on AM 850. This is the Greg Keel Show. Oh, good. Sorry about that.
No, I just wanted to mention that Randy Quaid has issued a tweet.
Oh, thank God.
From
wherever he's
Siberia
hiding.
Or wherever he is hiding
yes.
from the Star...
The Star Whackers.
The Star Whackers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he feels sorry for his half-brother, Dennis. So we'll discuss that in just a few moments.
Let's see if we get Evie back on.
Yeah, we'll discuss that coming up.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
If State Representative Daniel Hunt of Dorchester gets his way, there's another song that will never be able to be listened to ever again in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Right.
Jail time. That man wants jail time if you use that word, the B word, in the direction of another. And now we're going to start, in this state, we're going to start putting people in jail, Wiggy. This right. is why you need to run for city council or for state rep.
I told you, hashtag... Vote Wiggy mofo.
Mm-hmm. You can't even say the mofo part. That would probably get you 6 months in jail,
right?
too.
You can't assume. Call somebody a mofo. You can't call somebody a B.
I could sell drugs and get less time in jail.
Exactly. Literally. You probably should get probation.
And people voted for this guy. And mm-hmm. they'll probably vote for him again.
Mm-hmm.
Has he returned your message asking him to come on the show?
No, he's been a giant B.
Really? I doubt he'll come on.
No, get it in now.
But they're going to be debating that bill today?
Today, yeah, the Joint Committee on the Judiciary.
Okay. Nothing else going on that's
on the docket?
That's of importance?
No.
Traffic?
No. Roads?
Feeding kids?
Yeah. Driving through Chelsea's like Texas. Driving through, you know, Iraq.
Can you wonder why our city is the way it is? Like, this is what we're freaking dealing with right now. People are actually talking about legislation about banning words while it takes me an hour and a half to go from the seaport to mm-hmm. South Boston.
Right.
Three quarters of a mile.
But the horrible thing is that the guy thinks it's a good idea. Like, he submits a bill. Like, he literally submits a bill which calls for jail time if you use an offensive word.
Right.
And that's not even the most offensive word.
No.
I think we all know probably what the most offensive word is.
Mutt.
Favorite one.
Well, I mean, you could get, you could go in the C direction, or you could, I mean, you could go various.
I mean, that's really it, really, right? That's it. There's nothing.
And I felt
one
like,
word, Benghazi.
And I feel like sometimes women use it with each other, like, you know,
all the time, brother. Like, especially as an adjective or an adverb,
like a term of endearment. Sometimes,
yes. Hey, C.
Yeah,
you're being a little C
I'm
today.
Avoiding potholes in Chelsea like landmines, and we're worried about banning the word bitch.
I know. And Rachel Rollins is like, "Oh, you killed somebody? No jail time.
Worries.
Oh, you used the B word? Six months.
Judge Joseph will help sneak you out of the courthouse real
Walk
quick.
Walk into Best Buy, grab as many flat screens as you want. Just don't swear while you're doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, don't refer to another.
Yeah, where is that where I could steal
bait.
Legally? Is that Weymouth somewhere in the social?
Batman.
Boy. It might be time to move. You might want.
I don't. But it's no better nowhere else you go. Weren't we just complaining about New York? They want to fine you $250,000 for using the word illegal immigrant.
Yes.
Everywhere you go now, it tastes.
But here it's jail. I mean, do we have enough room in our prisons?
We don't have enough room now
for people who are using verbal violence.
Well, we'll let out the murderers.
This might help with traffic. We put everybody in jail.
That's like what are you in for? Well, I called my neighbor the B word. Oh, 6 months.
I always want to ask when I see people doing the community service, the trash pickup, you know, when they're with the sheriff's department, I want to be like, what'd you do?
Well, those aren't the bad people.
No,
right?
I know, but still.
I think they're like the habitual drunk drivers who are doing the trash pickup.
I call my boss a bitch. That's right. I'm here for 6 months.
Six months.
I ain't washing your drawers. Test me. I used the word bitch before, and I'll use it again.
And you get popped in the mouth.
Because
he had another 6 months onto his jail time.
because we were talking about Dennis Quaid, the actor, who is 65 years old, who has proposed to his 26-year-old girlfriend. I wanted to share the tweet that his half-brother, Randy Quaid, shared moments ago. And the tweet says, "Feel sorry for my half-brother who I haven't seen in decades. Proposing to someone 40 years younger is sad and inappropriate. Mm. Our mother's recent death obviously hit him hard. Hopefully for this young woman, this relationship's just a phase in processing his grief because it's sick."
Amen, Randy.
Right.
He might be a weirdo, but he's not doing this.
He's speaking the truth.
What is the youngest that you would be accepting of Randy Quaid when it comes to his girlfriend? He's 65.
40?
40?
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
40 is the young. So
40's not bad.
So a 25-year age difference would be okay with you, just not a 39-year age
difference. It depends.
It's like a whole generation.
It is. It's a generation and a half.
Yeah.
It depends where you are on the scale, because it's not a universal 25-year difference. Later in life, a 25-year difference is not as big of... Like, if you're 20, dating a 45-year-old, that gets a little dicey for me. So that you might want to shrink that age difference there. But when you get older, you have a little bit more leeway. But I'm not going 65 and 26. Right.
Like, 55 and 35, you're pushing it. You know.
What's the biggest age difference with somebody you've ever dated?
11 years. Stedman was 11 years older than
what's
me.
What's the biggest age difference that you would go?
Wow.
Would you go Stedman, yeah. That's
that was a nickname because we didn't talk about him much. So he was like,
he left you for Oprah?
No. It's not that Stedman.
Her name's not Oprah.
That was the nickname. Anyway. That was the nickname for the guy on the old show because would you go 20? How old are you?
42. I wouldn't date a 62-year-old guy.
You wouldn't?
No.
Because of the
physiological
problem that we were talking about earlier with the hanging, the low hanging.
Yeah.
She just said she wouldn't date a 22-year-old or a 25-year-old. So she wouldn't go down that way.
What do you think is more common when it comes to women, dating an older guy or dating a younger guy? A lot of women have a fantasy about a younger guy, right?
Yeah, because they can keep up.
Right. They want their hips adjusted.
Right, because we hit our sexual peak later. So, let's do one of those hip-spreading yoga exercises. I said yoga.
Dennis Quaid's like, hold on, get my glasses. I can't find my red pills.
I can't say which is more common from that end of the scale, but I think that men dating younger women is universally more common than women dating younger men, obviously.
But don't you think it's more common now that women are dating? Like, I feel like it was a taboo thing for a while. But it's now more... I think women, I feel like women now, I don't know if it's like a, like they've been energized by the Me Too movement or whatever, but I feel like now they go out and get what they want. If they want to go out and hook up rando with a
young dude. That... It's usually a sexual relationship, not a romantic one. I find that more older men will quote unquote date and they'll whether or not it's just for the sex or the money or whatever you want, however you want to term it, they actually do have a functional relationship with a younger woman. Right, because you're getting old. You need someone to move your old balls. Right, right. But with women, like any women that I know that are in like their late 40s, early 50s that are dating, that are with guys in their like 30s, it's a purely sexual
thing. Right, physical thing.
Yeah.
Because they're usually the breadwinners. They usually have the money. And they're like, yeah, I'm going to throw some money around and treat it, but I would never date this guy.
This is Tom from Lexington. What's up, Tom?
Hi, I just wanted to give you the formula. The formula is you take the guy's age, divide it by two, add 7 years. That's the youngest you can go.
Which is 40 for Dennis Quaid.
They always say
exactly.
Yeah, half of the age plus seven.
Is that what they usually do? I usually say, okay, I have a daughter, and my daughter's 25. You know, I'm going to try to be at least 10 to 15 years older than my daughter.
10 to 15 years older than the daughter.
That's what I would think if you're, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Well, Dennis Quaid has a, we were talking about this earlier, has a son who's older than his now fiancée.
Yeah, by fiance. A year. How, it's like.
By a year.
Your stepmom's younger than you.
Well, at least she has her.
And don't give me, oh, she's an old soul.
Well, maybe she is an old soul.
You can just call me mom. Yeah, she's an old soul. Yeah, she's getting her PhD and she dated Jeremy Piven. She's very independent. She's also with Dennis Quaid. He's incredibly, he's probably had more fillers in his face than she has. And that's
the guy
a
looks pretty
comment.
Good for 65.
He looks like Mickey Rourke. He's like 5 minutes away from looking like Mickey Rourke.
Get my nightgown. I'm ready for bed.
Get my slippers. It's 6:30. Where's my Metamucil? He's like, he's a year away from being Hugh Hefner.
407 text. I'm a 48-year-old man. I'd much prefer somebody of Danielle's age and temperament than a 20-year-old. So there are guys. There's hope for
it
you.
It depends on how much nonsense you want to put up with. And I'm not slamming younger women at all because I have a lot of friends that are in their 20s who are very successful. They're mature and they have
it
together.
I have a lot of friends.
Yes, a lot of friends. A lot of female friends. Female friends that are in that age group. A lot of them are new smokes in town. However, I usually find that there's a lot more drama with like the... why did you like that girl's picture on Instagram type stuff versus someone who's my age where I'm like, whatever.
Right.
Like,
you don't care about that.
I don't care about that crap anymore. That stuff does not, like, if you're going to be an S-head with me in person, that's an issue. If you're going to mistreat the server when we're out to dinner, that's an issue. Well, like, if you're a bad person in general, then I take issue with that. But I don't get nitpicky on, like, oh, you looked at somebody or you did this or you said that. I'm super forgiving when it comes
to
that stuff.
There's nothing in common.
Stupid.
There's nothing in common. The girl's 26. She probably wants to go out, party, have a good time. Dennis Quaid can't be the 65-year-old guy in the nightclub hanging
on a
out.
Tuesday.
Buying bottles.
Yeah, buying bottles, hanging out with the 26-year-olds. There's nothing that you have in common with somebody who's that younger than you, and that's the way you look at it. If it's a younger girl, she's probably banging you for your money, and if it's
but he's banging her
for her looks.
For her looks,
but
her
age. Can you see Dennis Quaid rolling into the Grand on a Tuesday night for
maybe
a DJ this girl?
Then don't date her, just bang her.
Right. Well, yeah. Don't get engaged.
Well,
yeah.
Why? I mean, she must have been. She must have been asking for it. I mean,
after 3 months, they've been together for a few months. Right.
That's it.
He's got to hurry. He's going to die soon.
Got to get on that insurance policy. She's pulling it in on Nicole Smith right there.
This is Steve. Yes, Steve.
Good morning. Wiggy nailed it. It depends if you're going to take her out or not.
Yeah.
If
you're going to keep her inside, that's different. But hey, I had a question on the swear word.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not recorded, if it's not recorded, couldn't you just say, oh, I said which, or use a foreign language?
Maybe. They probably bring in witnesses, and there's probably some kind of a swear force or the word police.
Profanity force.
They go around and investigate the case, and I don't know. Hello, Ed.
Hey, how we doing?
What's up, Ed?
Hey, so I'm 26, and my girlfriend's 44.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
how long have you been together, Ed?
About a year.
Okay.
So this is what she says. Guys her age suck. And this is why I say women my age suck.
Yeah.
Because they're inexperienced. They don't know anything.
Right. Yeah.
So he's with her because she's probably doing things to him
right.
that a 26-year-old can't because...
What has gotten Jeez, into you? You?
What it is?
Curtis,
I'm trying to paint the picture.
What has gotten...
I dumped that one.
Well, you know,
I'm trying to paint. It's a little too descriptive, yeah.
Did you dump out of that?
Yes, I
did. Well, you could do anything. Like, you could wag it in front of somebody.
No, I know.
Hey.
You dump out of him talking about... The finger,
it's descriptive,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, no, you're probably... like a wag in a finger, you know.
Yeah, okay. No, keep trying to save it.
This is Bart. Hello, Bart.
Hey, yeah, Wiggy. What's with the finger thing? That's out of control. My wife's about half my age. Well, she is just under half my age. We've been together for 3.5 years. I wouldn't profess to say that she's totally in love with me, but we do have a 5-month-old child.
Uh-huh.
And she works full time, and I'm retired and stay home and take care of my son. I'm driving in the car with him in the sun right now.
So wait, how old are you?
57.
57.
Did you think you were shooting blanks at Bart?
actually, I did. Yeah. I did. That's totally. Okay.
Depending on what the representative from Dorchester thinks, but
is there a hyphen in there? I'm sorry.
Seems like he made good money, though. It seems like Bart made good money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
I mean,
tied at 57. So
you're 57. How old is she, Bart?
29.
Okay. And so basically, you're retired. She works.
Yeah.
What about like when Friday night rolls around? Are you in bed watching Dateline and she's out in the club?
Actually, that's the funny part. That's the funny part. I'm totally into like gaming and stuff. Neither one of us club. I did that a long time ago. But yes, back when Wiggy was playing football.
Yeah. Now he's playing video games. 57-year-old
playing video games.
He's retired. Yeah, he's got nothing to do.
No.
He's on Call of Duty and Fortnite.
My kid goes to bed and I'm Fortniting.
Right.
That's it. You know, that's how it works. My wife goes to bed early, actually, because she wakes up at about 6 o'clock to go to work.
Because she has to support you. I feel like she was trying to get a gold digger and she completely she was trying to be a gold digger and she completely screwed up. Yeah. She got a retired guy who stays home all day.
The only thing
Danielle say she was supporting me because I don't want her carrying those things. All right.
Be a sling for those things, Bart.
The only thing that would make Bart like perfect is we found out she was a stripper. Like, there you go, I sent on the cake. She's dancing. She's playing video games and watching the kid.
She gets up at 6 a.m. because she's doing the super day shift.
She's like, oh, my God. Did I misjudge this situation?
All right. Tom Brady will not be on today. Obviously, they got back late, and he needs to rest up. He will join us tomorrow, and we will breathlessly ask him about his Netflix video on tomorrow's show. So
you've been ordered, actually, Greg.
I have been.
Mr. Ordway said that you, Gregory Hill, have to ask the questions about what he knew, when he knew it, about Netflixgate.
I mean, I listened to those guys yesterday afternoon. I feel like Lou was way off base. Hey, it's Lou. Lou was insisting that Tom Brady did this on purpose as a shot at Robert Kraft. And
for what, though?
Because he's so upset about his contract.
Yeah, but the contract situation wasn't really till after this was shot, because this was shot in April.
Right.
On a Monday, April 2nd, it was shot.
Yeah.
So the contract situation didn't really take place until later on in, like, July and August.
Well, he was saying there's no way that you can look at the scenario in which you are walking out of the building in a strip mall, which is labeled the Happy Town Spa.
Top Happy Spa.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Top Happy Spa.
Top Happy Spa.
I think it was Bottom Happy.
And not... understand that is a direct commentary on the situation.
Well, that's if we know if he's seen it. When he was doing it at the Marriott
with a green screen,
and with the green screen, In the script, it doesn't say you're walking out of
the spot. We all know that, though. But the fact is that whether or not he saw it is the key point in this. And there's no way in hell that Tom Brady would not have seen the final product before his name is associated with this on a Netflix episode.
But isn't it? Have you watched the whole episode?
No.
Because it was clear to me that Lou hadn't yesterday either, even though he was acting like he had. The show is about cloning.
Right.
It's not about a massage parlor or a massage spa. There are spas all over the place that have absolutely nothing to do with nefarious activities. There are spas. There's spas.
A lot of spas with Asian characters next to them.
There are
lotus
flowers.
There are spas on Newbury Street.
This is not a spa on Newbury Street.
But
Craig, stop it!
Isn't it possible that Tom Brady, just did not perceive that anybody was going to look at it?
And you think
say,
he
wow.
just he, you think he organically shot a green screen thing without later finding out what was displayed
I think he probably saw it.
Yeah.
And I think he didn't think it was going to be analyzed and dissected by
he
people
knows
for,
every,
for 48
every breath
hours.
He
see,
takes.
That's why I don't think he saw it. That's why I don't, because we always look at him to be a smart guy. And
what's the matter, Curtis?
What? It is so laughable on its face. Ordway said the same thing yesterday. Tom Brady absolutely saw what was going on behind
him. I think he did this off of, I think he did it straight off of GP, and he was like, all right, I'll do this shoot for you. Here, it's a Monday.
A favor to
it's
Paul
a Monday
Rudd.
In April. It's a favor to somebody.
So then he was taken advantage of, and he should be angry at the people who did this,
maybe
right?
That could
so
be
then
it.
Why didn't he say that on Saturday?
Well, maybe he would have kind of expounded on that, but when a guy asks a question, like he's talking to a five-year-old, Tom gets on the defensive. What are you thinking? How would your parents feel about this? You think Brady's going to go, oh, wait, let me.
You're right about that. Housley ruined the situation.
Did he not?
The question was insulting.
It was.
Dan Housley went down there with that Channel 7 mentality of, I'm going to get myself a great sound bite. I'm gonna infuriate Tom Brady. This is going to be great. Everybody's going to talk about me. I get that part of it. And Tom shouldn't have reacted that way. And normally he doesn't.
Well, no, right, but
normally
when somebody
doesn't.
Talks to you like but, you're a child,
correct.
Your instant
what were you thinking?
Right, your instant mm-hmm. reaction.
What were you thinking?
What were you thinking?
What were you thinking?
What were you thinking? What would your parents say to you? Oh, my God.
No, but isn't it possible that it was intriguing to Tom Brady because it's about cloning and it's about how he is...
TB12 method.
TB12 method, and he is the example of a, in his mind... the best of the species.
Yes, and look at his TB12 locations. Do they look anything like they'd be in a strip mall? No. One is on what? Boylston or Newbury Street, and the other one's down. They are beautiful.
The Foxborough one is
kind of
like the Foxborough one's kind of like a strip mall. And when you look at it just from the outside, because there's a bunch of stores next to it.
Yeah, but it's a Patriot Place, isn't it?
Yeah, it
That's
is.
That's not a strip mall.
No, it's
Wiggy.
Not
it's
a strip mall. But
it's nothing like a strip mall.
But when you're standing out front of it and there's a Dunkin' Donuts next to it, that's...
Yeah, but the aesthetics are not even close to the same. It's not even close. There's no verticals and a cat in the window,
it's just so ridiculous. Like, the speculation about Tom Brady using a cameo on Netflix... to take a shot at a guy that he's had a 20-year respect-filled relationship right. with
but
is
even if he's
stupid.
Not taking a shot at Mr. Kraft with it, something should have been done about
okay,
it after
so,
the fact,
so,
knowing
okay,
how
so
it would have been perceived.
So he made a mistake. What are we going to do, draw and quarter him?
Yes, but not until
the
Super Bowl.
In the public square?
Well, that's why I'm so intrigued. I'm so interested to hear, did he get a chance to view it before it came out?
Right.
After he shot it.
Right.
This is Craig. Hello, Craig.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
If you guys have any respect for him at all, you won't even bring this up tomorrow. You shouldn't even say anything. If you're actually a friend of his, you wouldn't even bring this up. You don't think he's heard enough of this already?
I think he probably has. And I think, you know, it's one of the... So if it were you, you wouldn't even bring it up with him tomorrow.
No, not at all. If he brought it up, that's one thing. But I would not even broach the subject.
Well, then you're gonna everybody the deep state here at WEEI. There's a couple of them in the deep state.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna start whispering that it's a safe space,
right.
and that the question wasn't asked.
But
I mean,
but well, if it is a safe space, doesn't that you give him the opportunity to get his point out
yeah.
as far as what he was thinking.
Which
what
was
it
a safe
meant.
Space.
Yeah, if he wants to.
I don't think he's going to want to expand on it, though, after what he's been asked already and the interaction with Dan Housley. I don't think even here, I don't think he's going to want to. I think he'll give us a brief, you know, little one-liner about it and be like, let's move on.
The Twittersphere is extrapolating the Schefter comments about Brady's future and placing those in context with the Netflix cameo saying that Brady is more than ever taking shots at Bob Kraft, that he's out the door, that this is official, he signed off on it. So,
yeah, okay. This is John from Reading. What's up, John?
Hey, what's up, guys? I mean, I agree with you, Greg, that it shows a little disconnect with Brady. You know, just the fact that, you know, he didn't perceive this as, you know, was going to be a slight on Robert Kraft. But on the other hand, you know, again, this is just basically fallout from Robert Kraft's behavior. You know, why should Tom Brady as an employee have to think about, you know, what he may or may not do and how it will be perceived by his boss? Like, if I got called to go to, you know, talk about drunk driving, and my boss just got, you know, convicted of an OUI, should I have to think, how is this going to be perceived by my boss? I mean,
if you're a normal person, no, but if you're Tom Brady and everything you do is scrutinized by everybody, yes, you have to look
really?
At how it's, yes.
He has to, so he, and everything that he does in his life every single day, he has to worry what effect that's going to have on people speculating about his relationship
with Robert
Kraft.
You don't think he does
Kraft?
Already?
No,
you
don't
think he does? Really?
No, I really, no,
a guy
I
as intelligent and crafty as Tom
does.
With how he curates his image?
Do we not think that maybe the finished product was just him? They told him, hey, Tom, you're coming out of a building where you've been cloned, similar to your TB12 type of facilities where you're a perfect person. And then the image is we're just going to have you come out of a building, and then all this stuff happens, and they feel like, ooh, here's a great way for us to capitalize on the green screen without him knowing it.
But that would be disingenuous. If that was the case, that would be a terrible setup on the part of the people that produce the show.
Danielle, you are insufferable on this topic.
Oh, well, I stand by my opinion.
If the guy, Tom Brady, is perceiving this episode, this cameo, to be about cloning and to have absolutely nothing to do with a massage parlor.
Yeah.
Why would it even enter his mind that people are going to look at it and take it as an affront to Robert Kraft?
Then that's on the producers and the writers at Netflix.
Right. Okay.
For setting him up.
Right.
If that's the case.
So that's a possible.
Knowing, especially since it was shot after the Kraft thing.
And if he has great respect for Robert Kraft, which I think he does, why is he not entitled to be offended by Dan Housley and the rest of you who are all acting like he's so petty to go and film a cameo for Netflix to try to shame Robert Kraft?
He absolutely is in the right.
But it depends on
whether or not he knew
what the situation was with the
images.
He might not have, because in the script, my sources tell me, in the actual script, it doesn't even say anything about the building being a spa.
Now its source says... I mean, how many sources do you have?
Listen, when the streets are talking, I generally try
listening.
To listen.
When the streets are talking, you're
right.
listening.
And that's what they're talking about. That
are you quiet when the streets are talking?
Always. Got to be quiet for a minute, and then you start to dig.
Yeah. This is Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Greg and Danielle. Great show. Hey, I've watched the Netflix special, and the premise of it, as you guys talked about it, is that every time that the clone goes the spot, it comes out better. So the first time it goes, gets a little bit better, the next time better.
Yes.
So Tom was probably thinking that, you know, oh, this is great. I'm 6-time Super Bowl champion. We'll put it in there that I've been to the spa 6 times because I get better and better and better. I don't really think that he thought about hurting Bob Kraft.
He didn't.
He was thinking about the show, right.
So he's
getting so mad about it because that wasn't his intent. His intent was to say, hey, I'm Tom Brady. I'm 6 times better than my original self. That's what he was thinking. So that's why he's so mad about everybody implying that he's digging a crap. Because it had nothing to do with that. It's just a coincidence. And I think he might have got duped on the premise of, like, a spy. I don't really think he knew that was it until afterwards. I think they threw that in there to make it a dig at the Patriots.
Yeah, they took advantage of it. That's
what I believe. Yeah.
But why, like, what is the frustration with trying to determine that Tom Brady is so angry and so upset with the Patriots organization? What, like, what is the fascination?
Because I mean, people are terrified that he's going to leave and we're going to have nothing and we're going to suck again. It doesn't matter. Nobody in New England has any control over anything that organization does, but it's the fan base is so rabid.
It's not the fan base.
Well, it's because of the contract. It's right. Yeah. He doesn't get a contract. Then there's the what was it, the Wickersham report about the issues. So you start to add those things in. No contract. Now, there's a rift there.
What is the media going to do if Tom Brady's gone and we suck again? Well, it's going to be a mess. So, of course, they have to manufacture this stuff.
All right. Well, Tom Brady will join us tomorrow morning. So will Tory Krug from the Boston Bruins. And Larry the Lawyer will also be here for Ask an Attorney on tomorrow's show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
The bottom line is this move makes them more formidable on offense, and we see what this team is on defense. The defense is playing at a historic rate. They are giving up fewer yards and fewer points than the 85 Bears or the 2000 Ravens. Their point differential is the greatest in the modern era. And so getting Sanu just gives them another weapon. Josh Gordon's hurt right now. Julian Edelman, as great as he is, and to me he is a Hall of Fame receiver, he's taken a lot of hits over the years, and you never know. And beyond those two guys, Philip Dorsett's been very good, very steady for them. But they need and want more help. They want that, and they got that in Sanu.
Tom Brady is up, Mr. Greg Hill. He's tweeting, welcoming the newest receiver. Mohamed Sanu tweeted 30 minutes ago, I emoji LFG, Brady's let's effing go catchphrase, and Brady replied, see you soon.
See you soon.
Hashtag, thanks for the support, Wiggy. Mm. Tickets on the way.
Did he stop liking Did he stop liking AB's posts, though? That's what we need to know.
Well, his new avatar is he with Brady and AB standing together in the kitchen.
This texter says, I would be a fool to bring up the Netflix cameo with Tom Brady tomorrow.
No, please.
I would be a fool, they say.
Now, Brady might want to clarify things. I mean, right? Why? Yeah. I mean,
you think he wants to?
Just word it the right way.
It's a safe space.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
He's in the tree of trust.
This is Tim from Natick. Hello, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, everyone?
What's up, brother?
I don't know why people seem to think that Brady watches every single aspect of his life. He's so busy like the rest of us. If he barely had but one day to film this behind a green screen, there's no doubt in my mind that he didn't see the finished product, but that probably someone close to him did. I mean, we know he's got somebody that's actually monitoring his social media accounts, because his Instagram or whatever liked a post by someone when he was playing a game. So he's not watching every single aspect of what goes on. It's impossible, especially when you're that busy and it's during the season, he's that focused. I'm sure he looked at one of his guys and says, hey, just check it out, make sure it's okay. And I think that person probably looked at it and said, oh, this is kind of funny. It'll be funny, and didn't think much of it. And that's why he's so pissed, because it puts him in the awkward situation, but he's not going to rat out his guy.
Well, a texter makes a great point here, which is there have been hours already dedicated to investigating why Tom Brady did a cameo on a Paul Rudd Netflix show, and not nearly as much time spent on David Ortiz and what really happened with his shooting in the Dominican Republic.
Because that got swept under the rug with a gigantic broom.
Well, but
But why? Like why? Like,
they had a thorough investigation. It was.
I think you're using that term thorough a little loosely, Ken.
They did a thorough investigation.
Didn't he hire the guy? Davis is still down there.
Davis is still down there.
Can I point out that's a great point in a way.
And Davis is investigating that from his second home in Vermont. He hasn't even been to the Dominican Republic.
David Ortiz is not getting us any championships right now. That's why no one cares anymore. Tom Brady's still actively playing.
And John Henry owns the Boston Globe. He hates the Patriots. And yesterday they had a story in their business section, which was about as absurd as anything that's been written in the Boston Globe. In part, it wrote, Tom Brady, in his brief appearance on the Netflix show, helped to trivialize prostitution.
Oh, my God.
Boy. And that's the same newspaper that loves and adores Big Poppy.
Well, yeah. Well, that's why they do.
How about that stupid Boston Globe? It's worthless. Sold for a dollar.
this is Russ. Hello, Russ.
How you doing?
What's up?
I think it's crazy for anybody to think that Brady didn't see it, review it. There's a morality clause in all these guys' contracts, and if they disparage the program or the Shield, they're going to get themselves in trouble. So, of course, he's going to look at it. Of course, I don't care why he did it or if he did it on purpose. It just seems crazy that people think that he didn't look at it.
Well, who's saying that he didn't see it? Is somebody saying that he, like, I guess Curtis was saying Glenn said he didn't see it.
I said he might not have saw it. Initially, when he did it, clearly you didn't see the finished project there.
You're killing Danielle with the grammar, but the grammar
it's
you're
fine,
killing.
It's fine.
When he initially did it.
But if he didn't see it, I mean, I just find it hard to believe. No. They do rewrites and cuts on weekly episodes of these TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
This was, I know it was written 4 years ago. It was filmed a year ago.
Yeah.
But how would you not take a look at it after all the current events that have gone on, especially with Robert Kraft?
I think he watched it and he had absolutely no idea that people would speculate that it was a shot at Robert Kraft.
But if he saw it and he didn't think that people would speculate that, then he's a moron.
Greg,
how is there not a correlation between that? How is there not a correlation?
He is his brand. He's so protective.
It's not a massage parlor.
It's a strip mall with a top.
But he doesn't know that.
I understand that.
If he saw the finished product,
right.
He did see it.
There's no way you don't look at that and think it doesn't look like Orchids of Asia.
That's why I go back. I have to think that did he see this? Right? Well, because we say he's a smart guy. So you shoot the thing in April, right? You shoot it in April. It goes to wherever it needs to go. They edit it, do whatever they need to do. You kind of put it behind you. You come in. You're during the football season. It's August. You're in training camp. It's September. Then here it is, October. And then it comes out. And do we think the guy goes, okay, let me send this email to Brady. Hey, Tom, finished products here, bud. Check out, here's your little cameo.
What were you thinking?
Here's a text that says, just have Ken ask the question. Yes.
Curtis, I'm on Brady's side on this one.
What?
I think it was taken out of context. He has every right to be upset.
I do too. I don't know that if he's going to. Like this 860 texter says he's already responded to it. If you ask him, he's going to have straight up zero respect for you anymore.
Straight up zero respect for Brady.
I disagree with that.
617 text, don't ask about it. You have great rapport. Don't blow it. I also
think your rapport would lend you to asking him about it in a way that might allow him to clarify a little bit more and not bristle at the question. Mm. I don't think, because you're not going to come at it from an aha standpoint.
Right. Gotcha.
You would come at it from an organic approach, just being like, hey, so look, this whole thing's ridiculous. Like, is there anything you want to say about it? That's it. And then if he doesn't, we shut it down and we move on in the interview.
I think you phrase it, Netflix, talk about that and see what he says.
Some of these guys may want to talk about football, but I want to ask you about this video that's making the rounds on Twitter.
What were you thinking?
This 508 texter says that my take is the dumbest of them all. Well, I don't know why. You can't put this in your head for a moment. Tom Brady is asked to do a cameo by Paul Rudd. He wants to be an actor, let's hope not. He decides that the cameo is going to be funny because it's about cloning and it's about Tom Brady and it's about him being the perfect
12, making fun of himself.
It makes complete sense.
Him being the perfect specimen.
Yes.
Rebuild your DNA better than ever. A better you. The best you can be.
Okay. So then he does it. It gets done. It's finished. It comes back to him.
Don't say finished.
As in August or whenever it comes back to him. He looks at it and he goes, "Wow, it's a great episode. It's about cloning." He doesn't even think.
Well,
why does he automatically have to think about Robert Kraft in a massage parlor?
Most other people do when they see that sign.
But maybe he doesn't look at it. As one, like the call said, one of his handlers looked at it and goes, "Oh, okay,
this is
cool. All
right, that's fine." He didn't even look at it.
Right, it's fine. And so he's protecting, and I could see that being a possibility. He's protecting one of his people in his entourage, one of his boys, and might have said, "Dude, why'd you let this thing, you know, oh, man, Tom, I messed that one up." Yeah. And so now he has to protect his people, his boy. And who's to say that the director and them said, "Okay, maybe we can make this a funny situation. Tom did it in front of a green screen. He thinks he's coming out of a building. Yeah, maybe we get a couple giggles out of it. We turn that building into a massage parlor or looks like a spa."
Mm-hmm. I love watching Wiggy contort himself into a pretzel to try and find ways that
no,
make Brady
I'm not.
Brady.
I'm
Wiggy. The spa is essential to the. They couldn't have changed it at the last minute. That's part of the episode. It's
No. But initially in the script, it doesn't say that he's coming out of a spa.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
The setup to the episode is it's a spa. It's a he spa. Makes a joke that it's not an HJ spa.
This is the dumbest thing. I was listening to OMF all day yesterday. This is the dumbest thing Lou said. Was why don't they make it a tire shop or
the spa? Watch the
episode. It's essential to the plot.
But the spot.
It has to be a spot. It's a spot.
I'm telling you from knowledge of people that were down there and have the script. On the script, it doesn't say you're coming out of a spot.
Wiggy, did you watch it?
I didn't watch it. I'm telling you what.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not talking about the
episode. No, he's saying, so you know somebody who has seen the script.
Yes, and it says, it doesn't say it's coming out of a spa.
His
it's coming out of a building.
Oh, might not.
Okay.
That's what we're talking
but
about.
But in the entire show, it's the spa throughout.
But he doesn't know about the show. You think the director said, "Okay, hey, Tom, I'm going to do this thing. I want you to do a 2-minute cameo in it. I'm sending you the whole script, the whole premise of what it is. Read through it. Tell me what you think." No, he said, "Hey, I got a scene I'm doing. It's about cloning. They go to this cloning place and this, that, and the other. Okay, cool. You're going to be coming out of a building where you're cloned and you're the perfect person, kind of like you do with your TB12 method. Have fun with it, and we'll go from there." Okay.
And he didn't think anything
all
about
right,
it.
So I'm coming out of a building. I got the shoes.
Come out of a building.
And now the director, later on down the line, when they do rewrites and the edits and all this, got a green screen going.
And they go, "Hey, wouldn't it be funny if we had the Asian writing?
Right.
And we imply the Robert Kraft thing, and they do that without him knowing."
Right. They drop it in there later.
Yeah.
They send it to whoever the person who set it up for him to be
and they
on that camera.
It because they
and
don't
they
think
look
about
at it.
And
they're not thinking about it. Oh, yeah, it looks good.
By the way, which is a bigger journalistic scoop? The fact that Wiggy knows someone who has seen the script and read the script, or my scoop about Tom Brady purchasing a home in Greenwich, Connecticut, which the mainstream media is ignoring? Which is a bigger scoop?
Oh,
I like
home
your
in
scoop.
Connecticut.
I like
the
your
house.
Scoop too. I mean,
well, I like my scoop because I think that means he's either going to retire here or he's going to play one more season or two more seasons here. Because if he's buying a place in Connecticut,
that debunks the whole thing
that he's moving out
your
of here.
Your scoop is kind of like what we knew.
Sources up the kazoo.
Your scoop is like we've known about that for months. We have been saying potentially looking in Connecticut, right?
I think no matter where, even if he were to go to another team, no matter where, I think that is where they want to settle anyway, regardless.
Right.
So I think that's where they want to put the roots down. Doesn't matter if he's coming back here, retiring, or going to another team. Irregardless, I think they would want to be in Greenwich anyway.
Because you asked them, and they're in training camp.
The house question will make him more uncomfortable than this Netflix question tomorrow.
No, I don't think it will. I think I'll just say, "Hey, I know you don't like to talk about personal stuff, but I mean,
my source told me.
Is it possible that I mean, the place has great feng shui. Danielle spent 45 minutes looking at the Zillow thing yesterday, obsessed with the fact. And Curtis is obsessed that they have a pool, an indoor and outdoor pool.
Phenomenal.
In Greenwich.
They have mirrors opposite some windows. The feng shui is not that great. They got to bring an analyst in there.
I can't believe the two schools denied the kids.
Like, I can.
How do you deny Tom Brady's kids?
Because Tom Brady ain't that important in Greenwich.
Right.
You got a lot more big swinging D's.
And the admissions people are probably Giants fans out there, too.
Right.
So
you're probably right about that.
We're not having no
they're like kid. Yeah. They're like, "Tom who? Jack who?" No, I'm sorry. You're going to have to give us a little backstory on these people.
I think, though, that it makes sense to go to Greenwich because that is a community where if you're Tom Brady and you're Giselle, you wouldn't be a big deal.
No, like, not at all.
You're not going to be.
Nobody cares about you.
There's a bunch of hedge fund people who live there, and they're going to be, hey, like, what, you know, that when they do the fundraiser at the school, they're going to outbid Tom and Giselle on everything anyway.
It's like living in Beverly Hills for the East Coast.
Living in Beverly Hills.
So you know, you live next to Tom Brady. So what? My neighbor's Brad Pitt.
Right. All right. Wiggy is here, and we'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.